Ravenor's new film, Theories, hits theaters this week, with Ford Hamilton still in Oscar contention. Earlier this month, he was spotted out with his latest co-star, Annie Winters, at Carbone in New York. The two sparked rumors of a new relationship, the first since Ford split earlier this year to Harvard professor Eleanor Caring.
Rumors abound that Caring and Hamilton were simply pretending to date this entire time. We were lied to. Bamboozled.
Hey.
Morning.
Morning. Scone?
Becky.
What? It's cranberry orange.
No, thank you. You know I don't eat before noon.
Right, right. What are you working on?
I'm revising David's research. He made a mess of it.
Wrong theories?
Wrong everything.
Which one is he? Tall and fat or short and thin?
Becky.
What?
Did you need something?
I was just wondering if you wanted to talk.
About?
Elena, everything.
No, I don't. It's nothing. There's nothing to say.
Isn't there? You're going through a breakup.
No, not really. It was months and months ago, and we were never together. The whole thing was fabricated.
Was it?
Fleeting feelings and what was otherwise a few weeks of pretend.
You were dating a Hollywood icon. You told each other you had feelings for one another, and then ended it by you spilling the beans.
Which every paper got wind of.
It's already old news.
We hope.
But that's not the point. Whatever you said or didn't say, it's your heart that concerns me, not the story.
But it was all a story.
It can be upsetting, Elena.
It's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, really. And even a part of me was reeling. I don't have time for hurt feelings. It was stupid and sophomoric, and I'm glad it's over. I convinced Morrison to let me keep both of my sections.
How did you do that?
I said everything they'd read was hearsay, and assuming otherwise could be considered discrimination.
Huh.
What the papers print about me in my personal life is of no concern to this department's faculty. My research is all fine. A section or two of 201 fell behind, but that was all flexible. As soon as I finish this...
Has he ever called?
No.
I thought he would call.
What's he going to say, Becky? He made it perfectly clear that it was all just a blip. What did I think? That some Hollywood star and I would hit it off and we'd...
Fall for each other?
He was as jaded as they say. As quick to assume...
The worst?
The worst about me.
It sounds a little to me like you were both afraid.
No.
No?
This stuff... This is all real. It's what I meant to be doing, working on. What happened in LA between Ford and I, it was all pretend. We've just reached the end of the scene.
Are you sure?
Becky, he showed his true colors. There's no world in which Ford Hamilton ends up with anyone normal, let alone with someone like me. In truth, the transition from Hollywood back to Harvard had not been easy. Yes, I had gotten my classes back, and teaching had resumed its usual monotony now that I was no longer the focus of Hollywood's fascination. And what is donut theory? Can someone explain? Yes, Priya?
Yeah, I don't. Can I go to the bathroom?
But there was an issue.
Anything else? Great. Dr. Caring.
Yes?
You'll be our lead at next month's conference?
Yes.
Good. Good to see you back where you belong. Fiction and physics don't go very well together, do they?
I'm sorry?
You and Ford Hamilton. I can't believe we all believed it.
I had exposed our big lie, but now I had to reckon with the real truth. I was no longer the woman I had been before meeting Ford Hamilton. Not really. For the first time in my adult life, I had done something. Bold, different, exciting, sexy. I had acted, for once, like the main character in my own movie. Ford Hamilton was once again just a guy on the screen. And yet here, at Harvard, it felt like I was back behind the scenes. As if I wasn't there.
I can't believe we believed it.
I swear the men at the school. So, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. That was too much. Eden Books in Cambridge reached out to have me do a talk on my Maleva book.
Elena, that's huge!
I mean, it's no option. And it came out, what, a year ago now?
Doesn't matter.
It'll be three people and a sad cheese plate, but I thought I ought to do it.
You should.
I'm sure it's only happening because of Ford.
Nonsense. You wrote the book.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Promise.
I... Thank you, Becky.
Elena?
Yeah?
You don't need his celebrity.
I resolved to not let my life pass me by. I could affect small changes, if not give myself the full Hollywood treatment.
Where is this place?
Up ahead, there.
And it starts when?
At 7:30.
Aren't we a little early?
What did I say?
I know, I know. Be on your team.
Ah, Dr. Caring.
Elena.
Nancy Eden. Welcome.
Nancy, this is Becky Pabon.
A pleasure. Would you like to head to the back? It's a little early, but if you want to prepare...
Perfect. The book talk, I knew, was just a small thing. But I was grateful for a chance to showcase my work in a forum no lawyer could take away. Mileva Maric's was one of the most overlooked scientific brains of her day. Am I overdoing it?
Maybe. It's the 13th time you've gone through it.
I know.
Relax. It will be fine.
You're right. It'll be five people. It'll be...
easy.
Right.
Hi, Elena?
Yes?
All set?
Just about.
Good. We have you mic'd. But I think you'll still need to speak up for the cheap seats.
Sorry?
I'm only kidding. It's a free talk. If you're ready.
I am.
Then let's get started, shall we?
Holy.
Whoa.
That's gotta be 100 people.
150. How best of a turnout. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Dr. Elena Caring.
Could you just, give me a minute?
Of course. In just a minute.
Do you need...
No. Take your seat. I'll be right out.
Okay.
So here I was. I knew Mileva Maric's life back to front. But I suddenly felt nervous and unsure about her in a way I hadn't been before. I was assuming I'd be speaking to a crowd of three, all above 85 and from the local library. Before me sat young people, old people, all ages in between. And all I could think about was if their interest was in Maric, or Maric and I, or just me. More specifically, Ford and me. Then I realized. Mileva Maric was one of the most overlooked scientific brains in her day. Mileva Maric, a powerful brain, an eager scientist, had been dismissed by her contemporaries because of her personal life. Suddenly, I didn't care why these people were here. I wasn't about to live through the same. I can do this.
Dr. Elena Caring, everyone.
Thank you, and thank you all for coming tonight. As some of you may know, Mileva Maric was one of the most overlooked scientific brains in her day. She was a Serbian physicist and mathematician. Though her contributions were often ignored, she is best remembered as the first wife of Albert Einstein. That is one of history's greatest tragedies. I am here to talk to you all tonight about Maric's contribution to the field of physics, but more broadly speaking, what it means to be a woman in a discipline that's mostly male. There will be time at the end for questions. But first, how many of you can name a female scientist beyond Marie Curie? Well, at the end of this talk, let's hope a few more of you can raise your hands. Mileva was born in Titel, Serbia.
We'll never know how much of
Einstein's work can be directly attributed to Mileva. But in conclusion, we're a field that needs to examine its priorities. Thank you.
I think we've got time for one or two questions, maybe. Maybe you, there.
Yeah, hi. In regards to the upcoming movie...
Uh-oh. Here we go.
How big of a role do you think Mileva will play?
Oh, well, you know, it is Hollywood, but in my experience with the team behind the film, they've been really considerate of how big of an impact Marich had.
That's great to hear. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Do you think that's because you and Ford Hamilton were sleeping together?
Really?
No, actually. I...
We'll take another question. Yes, yes. That hand up the back.
yeah. Thanks. But before I say any more, I think you, my friend, you should do us all a favor and leave.
Holy crap! Is that Ford Hamilton?
Whoa! I didn't mean...
Don't talk. Just grab your things.
Look, man, I was just teasing.
Look, man, I wasn't asking.
Holy shit.
You can't make me leave.
You're right. Ramon?
You want him out, sir?
On the street, please.
Christ. Okay. I'm going.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Hi.
Hi.
First of all, great talk.
Thank you.
Elena convinced me about Malevich's impact on Einstein. I hope she's convinced you, too. Second of all, ignore assholes like that. You got here without me.
I don't know if that's true.
It is. How many of you all came because of me? See? 1, 2. Fine, 15. Out of 150, though. Those are good numbers. You did this, Elena. Not me. Sure, I got the book in more people's hands. But once they read it, they came here for you. See?
And yet, here you are. Interrupting.
Yeah, I wasn't planning to. I'm sorry, he just...
Was a run-of-the-mill jerk. And now you're making a scene.
Elena, look, I...
I'm sorry. Does everyone want to give him some... privacy?
No!
I wasn't going to say anything. Not publicly. But I don't want you to run again. So here's the deal. You were right about the option. It shouldn't have happened that way. I knew it might not close and I didn't tell you because I didn't want to scare you into leaving. I was afraid that was the only reason you had stayed.
I see.
Yeah. And then when you came to me angry, I assumed the worst. About you, about everything.
Okay.
I had grown so attached to you, I was falling for you. But that doesn't mean I wasn't afraid.
Afraid of what?
Everyone in my life, since I've become famous, has wanted something from me. Not just people I like, but people I love. My sister wanted a house. My mother, a role in my management company. My ex-wife, all the fame and money that came with my image. I don't know what it's like to interact with people who don't want things from me. That was new. And it also wasn't totally true.
Yes, it was.
Elena, it wasn't. Maybe you didn't want fame, but our whole relationship was based on quid pro quo. It was under the guise of an arrangement. No, not that kind of thing. It was, and we both know it. So even though we had said we had feelings for one another, and I knew I liked you, I knew too I didn't know how to trust you.
I hadn't given you a reason not to trust me.
I know, but you were angry, and I assumed...
I had every right to be, Ford. Can we do this without an audience?
Please. Listen, I...
Shh. Wait.
I...
Shh. Another minute.
I'm sorry, I...
Couldn't resist?
Hate someone being a jerk to you.
So you made a scene?
Not intentionally.
You can take the actor out of a film.
But he'll always find a stage.
Yeah. You're here.
Yeah.
At my talk.
Yeah.
Publicly... How did you find out about it?
Honestly?
We should adopt that as a policy.
Bibi.
Ah.
She's been keeping tabs.
Naturally.
Elena, I owe you an apology.
For which part?
For all of it. For everything. For dragging you into this. For convincing you to do something you didn't want to do. For assuming then you'd done it all for the wrong reasons. I know you didn't want any of this. And I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I really am. So sorry. For all of it.
You know what I hate, Ford? Men assuming I don't have agency. You didn't drag me into anything. I came willingly. And you sure as hell didn't run the show in whatever it was that was going on between us. I was angry about the option. And I had every right to be. But I wasn't going to leave.
Even though you didn't want to be there?
There you go again.
What?
Assuming without asking. You know what? You have no idea what I wanted. You didn't then, and you don't now.
What do you want?
What do I want? I I want to be a person who isn't afraid to assert herself. I want to keep doing my research and teaching, but I want to stop pretending I like the way I'm being treated. I want to put myself first. And I want to stop living life in the background. And I want a guy who chooses me. Because at the end of the day, I choose me. And he'll have to, too.
I want that for you, too. All of it.
Great. What the hell are you doing?
I was going to kiss you.
No!
Why?
I'm angry at you.
We can kiss and make up.
You're dating someone else.
Who?
Annie.
Jesus, Elena. Haven't you experienced this enough to know not to believe the paparazzi?
So these past few months you've been...
Single? Alone? Miserable? Figuring out how to get you back?
Let me guess, you're optioning my book.
No. Look how many people you brought here tonight. You didn't need me to do it. You never needed me to help your career. You're meant to find your footing on your own. So am I. I don't want to help you with your career. I want to hold your hand and cheer you on as you succeed. I don't want to use your intelligence to bolster my image. I want to wake up next to you and marvel at the things you say. And then go look them up after you go to work. I want to date you, privately. I want to experience the world with you. Because even in a few weeks, I can tell the world is better that way.
You want to date me? Privately?
Preferably.
I don't know if that's going to work for me.
Okay.
You're great. And you make me laugh. You make me feel beautiful and special and important. But I really wanted to go to the Oscars. And if this is going to be a totally private thing...
Just shut up, okay?
Sorry, are you quoting your own movie?
Suddenly I feel this was all a big mistake.
I don't even know what we agreed to.
Nothing. Not this time. We're just... Hi, I'm Ford Hamilton.
Elena Caring.
It's really nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.